should see this place, a gorgeous federal-style mansion. I think it was built in 1830, and the setting by the river is beautiful. Or it will be, once the vegetation is tamed. Perching on the window seat, she made another note about the fireplace. Nicole, are you there? There was a long pause. Then Nicole finally spoke.
I'm here.
You sound funny. What's wrong? Nicole was usually talkative, and Libby couldn't remember the last time she'd heard strain in her friend's voice. Are you still in the Outer Banks? Listen, I heard there might be a hurricane heading that way. She dug into her purse for her jalapeno jelly beans and popped one in her mouth.
I'm here, Nicole said. The residents are sure the storm will miss Hope Island. The investor is really interested in this little town, and we have the chance to make a boatload of money on it. It's all in your hands.
My hands? You're the one with the money smarts. Nicole was the mover and shaker in holiday renovations. She convinced owners to dramatically increase the value of their historic properties by entrusting them to Libby's expertise. Libby had little to do with the money side of the business, and that was how she liked it.
I think I'd better go back to the beginning, Nicole said.
Rooney sent me here to see about renovating some buildings in the small downtown area. He's working on getting a ferry to the island. It will bring in a lot more tourism for the hotel he's planning, but the buildings need to be restored to draw new business.
I know that much, but what do you mean it's in my hands?
Libby glanced at her notes, then around the room again. This was taking up her time, and she wanted to get back to work.
We're doing the life-saving station for sure, right?
Yes, I've already seen it. We were right to buy that sweet building outright. After you get your hands on it, we'll make a bundle and have instant credibility here. I've started making notes of the materials and crew we'll need, but I'm not calling about the renovations. I'm talking a lot of money, Libby. Millions.
That got Libby's attention. Millions?
I stopped by the local attorney's office to see about having him handle the paperwork for our purchase of the life-saving station. Horace Whitaker. He's got both our names on the paperwork now.
So?
The secretary gasped when she heard your name.
She knew me?
The attorney has been looking for a Libby Holiday, daughter of Ray Mitchell.
That's my dad's name.
I thought it might be. I'd heard you mention the name Ray, but I wasn't sure of the last name.
Libby rubbed her head. Why is he looking for me? My father has been dead a long time, since I was 5.
He died a month ago, Libby, and he left you some valuable land. In fact, it's the land Rooney thought he had agreed to purchase. So we're in the driver's seat on this deal.
Nicole's voice rose.
Libby gasped, then she swallowed hard.
It's a hoax. I bet the attorney asked for a fee, right?
No, it's real. According to the secretary, your father was living in the Outer Banks all this time, and Horace has a box of letters Ray wrote to you that were all marked return to sender. It appears your mother refused them.
Libby's midsection plunged. Throughout her childhood, she'd asked her mother about her father. There were never any answers. Surely her mother wouldn't have lied. Libby stared out the window at 2 hummingbirds buzzing near the overgrown flowers.
Do you have any idea how much money this land is worth?
Nicole's voice quivered.
It's right along the ocean. There's a charming little inn.
It sounded darling.
What's the area like?
Beautiful, but remote.
Nicole paused.
Listen, there's something else. I met a woman who looked like you a couple of days ago.
Libby eased off the window ledge.
Who is she?
Your half-sister, Vanessa. You also have a brother, Brent. He's 22.
My father married again?
Libby couldn't take it all in. This morning she had no family, but a younger stepbrother, whom she rarely saw. Why had her mother kept all this from her?
What about my father's wife?
She doesn't seem to be around, but there's an aunt, too.
Family. For as long as she could remember, Libby had longed for a large, extended family. Her free-spirited mother was always wanting to see some new and exciting place. They had never lived at the same address for more than 2 years at a time.
You need to get here right away, Nicole said. There are a million details to take care of. This is the big deal we've been praying for, Libby. You will never want for any